Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Well, as we talked last night, you may be seated. I might be a little while here. First off, I want to say thank you to your pastor, Brother Pastor Smith, and for the great feeling that it is to be invited to such an event as this. And it's an honor. It really is. And I am so humbled, as I said last night, and it's just been great. The hospitality, obviously, is over the top. But we're so thankful for this great church that God has put in this city. And we know that God has a work for this area. And God is going to expand and add daily as such as should be saved. Amen. I want to say it's an honor to be with my other family. It's good to be with Brother Dwayne and my uncle and Brother Smith. And we was able to stay in the Walkerton Evangelist Quarters last night, and that was a treat. I'd never stayed in there before. We was there one time in an afternoon, but it was comfortable. I like it. I think I just think it was the right choice to have your own little heater and air conditioner in there. That's a good move. And now if you can get your wife to agree with you on the temperature, then you're in real good shape. Of course, she's always cold, so we had the heat on last night. And I didn't sleep worth a flip, so I was hot. I about went and slept out on the porch. Praise God. Oh, Jesus is good. And I am excited. I know last night we dealt with the spiritual wickedness in high places. We understand that the battle is not against the flesh. The battle is not against individuals, but the battle is against a spiritual force that we cannot see, nor can we discern through fleshly desires and mindsets. But the things of the Spirit are spiritually discerned. And I just want to tag on to what we talked about last night a little bit. I believe that the vein is the vein God has chose again for tonight. And maybe in a little slightly different direction, but I believe that if we could tap in tonight to what God really has for us, it will revolutionize our thinking, revolutionize our minds, our abilities, our desires. Hallelujah. How many desire to be more for God? How many desire that? You want to be more for God? Hallelujah. You're not satisfied where you are. You're not satisfied with status quo. Not satisfied with just going through the motions of church and relationship, but we want to take up residence in redemption. We want to take up residence in what the fellowship of his sufferings. Hallelujah. Jesus, help us. Let's turn in our Bibles tonight to Psalms chapter number 137, or chapter 137 and verse number 1. My mind's a little mumble jumbled right now. Praise God. Psalms chapter 137 and verse number 1. And we're going to need the Lord's help tonight. I've struggled with this a little bit today. And I just, I wanted to preach. I wanted to hang from these chandeliers tonight. We might. We might before it's over. If we can get up there. Praise God. We can get there, right, brother? We can get there. We can climb the wall. Okay. Somebody can hang on the fan. I believe it. Man, I believe in apostolic church. I love it. I think our last visit in Walkerton, we had a little apostolic church. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Psalms chapter number 137, verse number 1. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. That's not a good thing, but they did. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. If you don't remember anything else that I preach tonight, remember that verse. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they carried us away captive, required of us a song. For they that carried us away captive, required of us a song. Notice they said a song. I don't see Zion anywhere in that. They required a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth. that wasted is taken advantage of, used, and to their benefit, and required of us mirth or happiness and joy, saying, sing us one of those songs of Zion. Here you see Zion come into play. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land, was the question. Notice they associated the Lord's song as Zion's song in a strange land. I can't do it in this area that I am, is what they were saying. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning or ability to play. If I forget Jerusalem, let me just forget I even knew what the chords on that instrument were about. Let me forget that I even realized that I knew how to play. Hallelujah. Remember, O Lord, the children of Eden. Well, let me go back here. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my hand forget her cunning. Verse 6, if I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy, if I do not prefer the things of God above my selfish lust and desires. Hallelujah. If I prefer not God, if I prefer not the things of God above my attitudes and my spirits and my self-pities and my places of punishment. Woo, we're going to preach here in a minute. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, children of Eden, above my chief joy, verse 7, remember, O Lord, the children of Eden in the day of Jerusalem, who said, raise it, raise it. Or in other words, tear it down, even to the foundation thereof. O daughter of Babylon, who art thou to be destroyed? Happy shall he be that rewardeth thee as thou hast served us. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the stones. A little bit of get back there in those last few verses. A little bit of happiness because of getting back at the adversary just a little bit. I want to preach for the next few moments with the help of the Lord. And I need the Lord tonight. I feel so inadequate tonight. Remembering Zion's song. Remembering Zion's song. I'd appreciate the prayers of your pastor tonight.
In the name of Jesus, we're asking you right now to reach into this crowd, into this group of believers. God, I pray that you'll provoke us, God, into goodness, that somehow you'll begin to transform a mindset in some of us here tonight, God, that may be wondering what you're really trying to do. God, I ask that your anointing would rest upon this evangelist and let him preach unfettered tonight. Let us hear your word tonight. Convict us and move us tonight. In Jesus' name we pray.
Just turn to your neighbor, give him a high five, tell him, I'm ready to help the preacher preach tonight. Amen, amen. You may be seated. Praise God, praise God. You know, I don't come with any preconceived ideas, and I hope nobody came with any preconceived ideas tonight. I just believe that the Holy Ghost is real. I believe that the outlook that we have upon our relationship with God has everything to do with our future. So the journey that we're going to be taking tonight is one that happens so many times in the minds of individuals. And the Bible says that we should be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And it's in the mind that many great things happen, and many not so great things happen. It happens in the mind. Things transpire in our minds that we wish we could remember. Things happen in our mind we wish we could forget. And the Bible is very clear on the mind that we are to be transformed. We need to be renewed by what's in our mind. I looked up the word remember, and remember is to recall to mind by an act or effort of memory. Think of again. This is what remember is. We're talking about and preaching about tonight, remembering Zion's song. And there are many psalms that were written and which have been penned in this holy book that we have. And in the latter days of the Jewish church, when prophecy was nearing the end, the general law of the Old Testament, ready to be closed up, but none of them seem to be written at such a late date as the story that we read about tonight where they hung their harps upon the willows. And in this particular writing, they're insulted over, they were insulted over by their proud oppressors. Probably it was toward the latter end of their captivity there in Babylon when they saw the destruction of Babylon was hastened at a pace that scared them, which would be their, they looked for a chance of relief, a place of relief, but could not find it in Babylon. Because of the destruction, because of the chastisements, because of all of the affliction that was put upon them in Babylon. They were searching for something that would satisfy them, that would give them peace, that would give them something for their soul, that would give them a relief. It is a mournful psalm, a lamentation, and the original Greek Bible makes it one of the lamentations of Jeremiah. And naming him the author of this particular scripture. And it is a setting of, could you say, melancholy. A place of just going with the flow. And I've lost out on everything that I've ever had. And captives and that could not find themselves. They cannot humor themselves. They could not find joy. And the oppressors, the Babylonians were oppressing them, and they were proud, and they were in such a place that they had them in great despair. But they could not forget Jerusalem. They can't even forgive Eden and the Babylonians. They were in Psalms 137, verse 5 and 6. You'll find the story where forgiveness wasn't even a part of their makeup because of the state they found themselves. And so what a picture of confusion, despair. You have despondency. You have hurt. And you have being done wrong and being disappointed and abused mentally. This is where you find the people of God. They were in a state of mental confusion. And I can see a people possibly sitting there licking their wounds, so to speak, and realizing that they had turned their back on a God. At the first mention of his name, all they could think about was Babylon. And they weren't even really present in their own bodies because of what they had been through. They were in such a place of disarray, and they found themselves by the rivers Euphrates, the Tigris River, where it connected, and there was an intersection of canals which intersected the county where they had come out of, by the rivers, the bank of the river, like the seashore. It is a favorite place of the sojourner who's in deep grief. Whenever somebody was in such a state of mind, they would find themselves at that very juncture by the willow trees and by the crossing of the Euphrates River, by the place where the water would flow across the rocks and would create that babbling sound and that peaceful serenity that they were looking for. Just that water babbling over the rocks and a distant bird off in the distance, and nothing but the noise of the water, and nothing but the sound of the wind. They found them placed in this very melancholy state of thoughts and feelings. And at the same time, there was the cool, refreshing water that exercises the soothing influence upon a consuming fever of the mind and the heart. Something that would give them a direction. They were searching for something by the river that they had lost. Something that would fulfill the void of being broken down, with being where they found themselves, where they had been made fun of and abused and put into such a state that they could not even think straight. They were going through the motions of what they remembered. They were just going through a state of mind that says, if I can just find a place of serenity, if I can just find a place of peace, then maybe, maybe, maybe I can be happy. Hallelujah. This is where they found themselves. And
The Bible says, we sat down, and among the poets, sitting on the ground is a mark of misery or captivity. They found themselves in this very captive state, this very degraded place by the river of Babylon. There we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. They took their harps that once played beautiful melodies, and they hung them upon the willow tree. It was a vague remembrance of what was in their past. It was a vague remembrance of the gleeful and joyful times in their life. It was a time that they could look. They sat there looking upon those harps hanging upon the willow tree, and with that distant memory in their mind of the music that would come forth from those beautiful harps, and the distant feeling of joy that they would have when those musical instruments would begin to play, and the sound of the Lord song would begin to filter into their hearts. It said, we hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. I want to present to this church tonight, it was not the cruelty or the bondage or the stripes on their back that made them cry, but it was the remembrance of the hard times that they were put in that drove them to tears. But can I present to you tonight that it was the remembrance of Zion's song that brought the grief and brought the longing. It wasn't the hurt. It wasn't the destruction. It wasn't the place that they found themselves. But it was the remembrance of Zion's song that brought the tears. They had been through a lot, but it was the memory of where they were. It was the memory of the songs of Zion that brought the tears and the longing to their hearts. Hallelujah. Can we raise our hands right now and just feel after the Holy Ghost for a moment? Hallelujah. I do not anticipate being very much longer tonight. I really just want to move into a dimension in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. They were very degraded. These people had done about as much as they could do. And they found themselves in a very lowly state and place of total distress, total anxiety, total fear. Their enemies were wanting them to sing the songs of Zion just for spite. Oh, why don't you go ahead and sing that precious song you used to sing? And they began to rub salt in the wound, so to speak. Oh, but I'm wounded. Oh, but I'm in despair. I'm not in the city where the songs are being sung. I'm in an isolated place. And you want me to say, oh, go ahead and sing that song of Zion that you used to sing. But all along with that distant memory came the memory that I can't sing that song when I'm in this state. I can't sing the songs of Zion when I'm in this troubled state and place of despair. How can I sing the songs of Zion when I'm in a strange country, when I'm in a strange place, when I don't understand where my next meal's coming from, when I don't understand why people talked about me and made fun of me and said all manner of evil against me, and I find myself in this place of hunger and desire and longing for something more. I'm not preaching tonight to somebody that just received the Holy Ghost, but I'm preaching to a born again apostolic saint that has grown a little distant in your relationship, a little distant and drawn away from where God knows you need to be. Oh, you used to sing a song of Zion. You used to feel the presence of God. But how long has it been since you picked that harp up off of the willow tree and began to strum a beautiful melody unto a great God? Oh, Oh, it's a dark hour. It's a lonely hour. But God said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. But I'll be with you even to the ends of the world. You're not alone in your trial. You're not alone in your problem. You're not alone in your situation. But somebody needs to begin to remember Zion's song. Let it be a cry from inside your very inner soul that says, I know I've been through a lot. I know I've been mistreated in my mind. The devil's plagued me and messed with my mind and tried to knock me off track. But I remember Zion's song. Hallelujah. Let's raise our hands and feel after the Holy Ghost. I'm not here today to cast stones, and my sorrow is not brought on by people. But when I remember Zion's song, something begins to happen inside my soul. When I remember the all-night prayer meetings, and I remember the times that I would lay on my face for hours in the presence of God, when I remember, that's what brings the tears. It's not me finding myself in a sinful state or a lackadaisical state, but the thing that brings the tears and brings the remorse is I remember Zion's song, and I feel like I've taken my harp and I've just kind of hung it up on the willow tree and said, there'll be a convenient season. There'll be a better time. But right now, I'm just going to lick my wounds a little bit. When God wants you to realize it might have been a long time. You might have had the Holy Ghost for a long time. But somebody needs to go back in your past just a little bit and begin to remember Zion's song and what it did for you. How it delivered you. How it set you free. How it gave you encouragement. Listen to the beautiful melody as it begins to play in your distant memory. Hallelujah. God, don't let me forget Zion's song. They did not weep when they remembered the cruelties of Babylon. The memory of fierce oppression dried those tears and made their heart burn with wrath. They were mad about what happened. The thing that brought their tears was the beloved city and the Solomon, the special times that came into their minds, that they could not even refrain from the flood of tears when they began to remember Zion's song and what it meant in their life. That was what brought the tears. Oh God, don't let me forget Zion's song tonight. Hallelujah. Verse number 5 says, if I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning to sing. It'd be better if I never knew. It'd be better, Brother Dwayne, if I never knew. If I never knew how to pray. If I never knew how to touch God. That's what they were saying. It'd be better if I never knew than to forget Zion's song. Than to forget where I came from. And remember, we need to remember. We need to remember Zion's song. Hallelujah. The enemy wanted them to forget the holy city. And the Jews declared for himself that he will not do that. He said, we will not do this. For the altars have already been built. The pledges have already been made. And you can't take that away from me. That commitment that I made at an altar so many years ago. You cannot take that away from me. Yes, I might be in a very lackadaisical state or complacent state. But you're not going to take my memory of the songs of Zion away from me. You're not going to take it from my past. It's there and forever etched in my mind. I'm going to remember Zion's song in my midnight hour. I'm going to remember where I used to get my strength, where my joy used to come from. I'm going to find it, whatever it takes. I might have went through some hard times, but I'm going to remember Zion's song. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If the music wants to come, I feel the Holy Ghost directing us into a direction tonight. Hallelujah. When I just go through the motions, the devil is receiving the glory for the prison that I am in. Think about this. When I go through the motions of worship, I hope it's convicting tonight. I really do. When I go through the motions of coming to church and just kind of playing the game, and then I find myself not able to have victory in my life and not able to break through in the spirit, and I pray that we wouldn't begin to weep and cry because we find ourselves in a troubled situation. But I wish somebody could start to cry when you remember Zion Song. Remember where you used to be. My grief does not come from the trials and the tests that come my way every day, but how many times have you found yourself captive? Captive by Babylon in your mind. Don't let me forget Zion's song. Don't let me forget it. Devil, I might be sitting by the rivers of Babylon looking at my harp hanging at the willow tree, but I'm beginning to feel something right now. I'm beginning to feel my strength coming because remembrance is coming into my mind. Do you remember? I remember. After I received the Holy Ghost as just a young 8-year-old boy, I remember going to Monday prayer, ladies' prayer at that, with my mother. I remember hearing her travails coming from a pew, the second pew. You see, I remember Zion's song. I remember very vividly the presence of God as it moved into that hospital room and it began to change and heal and deliver. You see, I remember Zion's song. I don't want it to be a distant memory, but please, somebody, get that harp. Get up off the ground. Get up out of that place where you are. Walk to the willow tree. Get the harp back off of the willow tree and begin to strum as you remember. As you remember the good times. I don't ever want to be guilty of just going through the motions, but God, let me remember the songs of Zion. I remember back when Sister So-and-so used to get radical and inappropriate at all the wrong times. Oh, but wasn't that beautiful? Didn't we have great moves of God? When that sister from the back of the church would just begin to scream out, how long has it been since we've had one of those services? Hallelujah. I'm preaching to myself tonight in the Holy Ghost. I'm preaching to myself tonight. I remember when the Sunday school teacher would lead us in that old song of building up the temple. Building up the temple. And I would feel the tears begin to well up in my eyes. Those are the songs of Zion. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But so many times destruction comes and we get beat down and we find ourselves in a strange land where the music doesn't even really sound like it used to. And the altars aren't even as powerful as they used to be. I declare tonight that that's no one's fault but my own. That's my fault. If the altar's not as powerful as it used to be, that's my fault. I'm not pointing fingers, but I'm beginning to weep when I remember how Zion used to move me. How the songs of Zion used to change me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Naomi said, if even though situations and things have taken place in my life, and Naomi said, yeah, I lost a husband. Yes, I lost 2 children. But I'm going to go back to the land of my nativity because there's water, there's bread, there's strength. Can we all stand all over this house right now in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. Somebody remember with me those times when God would move us to tears. When the Spirit of God would begin to move in a service, and we could not contain ourselves, and we would have to find a corner of the sanctuary or a pew somewhere with our face buried in the carpet. Oh, it might have been 10 years ago. It might have been 15 years ago. It might have been 20 years ago. But if you'll remember hard enough with me, you'll begin to go back in your mind long enough with me. You're going to remember that night that you laid on your face and you began to sing in tongues because the Spirit overwhelmed you. You're going to remember Zion Song. Somebody remember tonight Zion Song. It's no coincidence. It's no coincidence. The crowd is here tonight. God wants somebody to realize there is a level, there is a place we can go in God where we can remember. We can get our harps off the willow tree and begin to strum beautiful melodies unto our God. Hallelujah, Lord, let me remember. Take me back, oh God. Take me back. Oh, Holy Ghost, let it move right now. Somebody yield to the Holy Ghost. We're not going to go any further in this message, I believe. This is it. God wants to move right now in an unprecedented fashion in the Holy Ghost. He wants somebody to realize you can remember Zion's song. You can remember the good times. You can remember the times. This message is heavy on my heart. You just don't know how God has touched me. Oh, Jesus, I remember the times, but I'm going to go back. I'm not going to lose myself in frustration and worrying about what everybody else is doing. But God, let me remember Zion. Oh, let me remember. Let me remember Zion. Not everybody's going to remember. Many are going to be knocked off track. But let me remember. Let me remember that familiar sound. Let me remember that familiar feel of what it felt like. Oh, there's a special move right now. There's a special move in the Holy Ghost. There's a special move that's touching and moving right now. Oh, Jesus. Let me remember. How long has it been since you've had that connection where it's come from the inside? Oh, where it's come from deep inside. Oh, God, let me remember Zion's song in my life. Move me with your Spirit. Oh, I feel it right now. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel strength coming to somebody. Oh, there's been times, even here of late, that you've not understood why certain individuals are doing and saying what they're doing, and you don't understand it. But what you need to realize is there is a song of Zion that's going to bring strength. It's going to work out in the name of Jesus. The strength of God is going to come in that time of need. It might be a babbling in your life right now, but I hear the waters, I see the harp, and I remember Zion. Let's remember tonight. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Whoa, Holy Ghost. Let's not let this opportunity pass us by. We may not get another opportunity to get this exact feeling that we're feeling right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, let your Spirit flow right now. Somebody needs to yield to the Holy Ghost and begin to draw upon those wells of water that are inside your soul in Jesus.
Once again. been so long since I've been broke within. Oh, take me back once more to Calvary. So one more time, your message moves me. Me with your message once again. It's been so long since I've been broke within. Said, take me back once more to Calvary. So that one more time, your message moves me. I want to go back. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed. Oh, take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first. Take me back, Lord. In the name of the Lord, hallelujah, oh, take me back, I want to go back, take me back, dear Lord, to the place first received you, take me back. I want to go back, take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed. Oh, Lord, take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first perceived you. Take me back. Take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed. Oh, Lord, take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Take me back, I want to go back, take back, dear Lord, where I first believed. Take me back, dear Lord, to the place where I first received you. Take me back, take me back, dear Lord, where I first believed. Take me back.
Come on, let's entertain this presence just for a little while. Come on, God very directly spoke to this church tonight. There are some of you in conversations this week that we've had. God spoke to you. If He's ever spoke to you before, He spoke to you tonight. God's trying to call you to a new level. God's trying to stir something up inside of you. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. God paid us a visit to speak a word into your life. Let's not take it lightly. Let's press into His presence right now. Oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, we've got young people. We've got older folks that are hungry tonight. Let's just get what we need. God, I'm not going home dry. I'm not going home barren anymore. God, I've walked through the desert as long as I'm going to walk through it. I need a refreshing. I need a refilling tonight, God. Saturate me one more time with your presence, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. God's calling some of you to ministries tonight. God's calling you to a new level right now. Come on, it's not just the shallowness that you were once walking in, but He's taking you to a little deeper water. He's trying to pull you just a little bit farther. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Take me back to you, Lord, to the place where I first received you. Oh, take me back to you, Lord. First believe. Oh, take me back to you, Lord, where I first received you. You remember the joy that when you first were filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You remember when you couldn't wait to tell somebody how good Jesus was to you. Remember when you couldn't wait to invite somebody to come to church with you. He's still the same God. I ask us tonight, who changed? It wasn't God. He's still the same God He was when you first met Him. But sometimes we get dry, we get barren. We start walking our own way, doing our own thing. But sometimes we gotta shake ourselves and go back to that place where we can be renewed, we can be refreshed. We can be rejuvenated in the Holy Ghost. We can get our joy back. We can get our peace back. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.